On September 4th, a white South Carolina Highway Patrolman, Sean Grobert, shot a black motorist in Columbia, South Carolina. Lever Jones, the shooting victim, survived a bullet in the hip. The South Carolina Department of Public Safety terminated Grobert over a week ago. On Wednesday, Richlands County's chief prosecutor had Grobert arrested and charged with felony assault and battery. KPFA's Ann Garrison spoke to Kevin Alexander Gray, a South Carolina native and the co-editor of Killing Trayvon, an anthology of American violence.
Kevin, the court released a video of this shooting 3 days ago, and people have already watched it 2,055,000 times on the YouTube. I'm sure I watched it at least 20 times myself, but I'd like you to describe it.
Well, what happened was, from what we're hearing in the community, is that the young man was pulling into the gas station, and I've used that gas station. It's right on the edge of the interstate. But the young man pulled into the gas station. As he pulled into the gas station, he was taking his seatbelt off. The highway patrolman followed him into the gas station. As he was getting out of his car, walking in the store, the officer got out of his car and asked him for his driver's license. And the young man turned around to get his driver's license. He first felt his pocket, and then he turned around to get his driver's license, probably out of the console of his car. And the officer started shooting. And even as the fella fell to the ground, he was more calm than the officer, saying, "Why'd you shoot me? You asked me for my license. Why did you shoot me? I wasn't going anywhere." So it's obvious that the person that got shot, LeVar Jones, Mr. Jones was calmer in the situation than the officer. And when it first happened, a reporter called me and asked me what did I think the highway patrol should do. And I said, well, in the case where earlier they had a highway patrol officer who was fired by the department for threatening to tase somebody, an NFL player who was being compliant, the department fired him for misconduct. Well, if you look at this video, the dash cam video, I said the same standard ought to be applied to this young man that shot Mr. Jones. He shouldn't have a gun. He should not be allowed to stop people. He is a danger to anybody who was stopped by him, because any move for him is a dangerous move. And then the idea of the seatbelt law, in particular in South Carolina, was contentious because many people thought that it was just an excuse to stop and profile blacks or to raise revenue for the highway department. So, yeah, a lot of people who are opposed to the police having the power to stop you over the seatbelt, not because they opposed driver safety, but it was because they knew that it would be used as a pretense. So compared to how the police department operated in Ferguson, Missouri, the South Carolina Highway Patrol fired the guy, and now he's up on charges. They sure responded faster than the people in Ferguson did, where the officer hasn't been charged yet.
Well, Kobe DeBose, writing in The Lone Dissent, says that Richland County Prosecutor Dan Johnson should recuse himself because he's an 8-year veteran of the Richland County Sheriff's Department, because he first stated that the use of force in this case was warranted, and because he pressed charges only under tremendous pressure from local and national forces. Do you agree?
I think that Dan Johnson, being black, was trying to show his tough on crime side, but there was great pressure from people in the community where Officer Grobert once worked. There was pressure from the beginning of this particular case to fire that young man and bring charges from the very beginning of this case. Representative Joe Neal, a progressive here in South Carolina in Richland County, was pressuring the Sheriff's Department, the High Patrol, pressuring and getting black state legislators to put pressure on the Highway Department. I think ultimately, because the young man has been fired from his job, and hopefully he'll never work in law enforcement again, I think, to be totally honest, the political process and people putting pressure on the South Carolina Highway Patrol, as compared to other cases that have happened across this country, in Ferguson, in California, with the woman who was beat, although she got a settlement. If you think about the time frame in which this incident happened, to this young man being behind bars and being charged with a crime, regardless of Dan Johnson trying to play tough, we put a lot of pressure on people to deal with this, because it is a threat to people. It's a threat to black men in particular, when you don't know how to respond to these police, and these young officers will try to dehumanize you, and these sadists will try to talk to you in a racist manner, and they will believe that they are the law, and they can tell you to do anything. And regardless of how compliant you are with sadists, racists, they still might kill you. I live in this city. I'm going on the radio to talk about this tomorrow, and I've been the president of ACLU in this city and have dealt with police violence in the city for a long time. And as far as pressure in this particular case to have it be resolved, especially in light of what happened in Ferguson and government officials not wanting that to happen here in Columbia, at least this case is going through the judicial process and charges have been filed against the police officer.
And that was Kevin Alexander Gray, Columbia, South Carolina native and co-editor of Killing Trayvons, an anthology of American violence from Counterpunch Books. For Pacifica, KPFA and FRB Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.